16th Sunday in Year B. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Woe to the shepherds who loose and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel about the shepherds who shepherd my people. You have scattered my flock. You have driven them away and have not taken care of them. Right, I shall take care of you for your misdeeds, declares the Lord. I myself shall gather the remnant of my flock from all the lands where I have driven them, and bring them back to their fold. They will be fruitful and increase in numbers. I shall raise up shepherds for them, to shepherd them and pasture them. No fear, no terror for them any more. Not one shall be lost, declares the Lord. Look, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I shall raise a righteous branch for David. He will reign as king and be wise, doing what is just and righteous in the land. In his days Judah will triumph, and Israel live in safety. And this is the name he will be called: The Lord is our saving justice. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Fresh and green are the pastures where he gives me repose. Near restful waters he leads me, he revives my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He guides me along the right path, for the sake of his name. Though I should walk in the valley of the shadow of death, no evil would I fear, for you are with me. Your crook and your staff will give me comfort. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. You have prepared a table for me in the sight of my foes. My head you have anointed with oil, my cup is overflowing. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In the Lord's own house shall I dwell for the length of days unending. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were far off have been brought close by the blood of Christ. For he is the peace between us, and has made the two into a single unit, in his flesh dissolving the dividing wall of enmity, making superfluous the law of the commandments with its decrees, so that by making peace he might form the two into one new man in himself, and by the cross reconcile both to God in a single body, killing the enmity in himself. By his coming he proclaimed the good news of peace to you who are far off, and peace to those who are near, since through him we both have access to the Father in one Spirit. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My sheep listen to my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. The apostles rejoined Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. And he said to them, Come away yourselves on your own to some lonely place and rest for a while. For there were so many coming and going that they had no leisure even to eat. So they went off in the boat to a lonely place on their own. But people saw them going, and many recognized them. And from every town they all hurried to the place on foot and reached it before them. So as he stepped ashore, he saw a large crowd, and he took pity on them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.